tomorrow is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. If you have outdated and unused prescription medications in your medicine chest, this is an opportunity to get rid of them safely.
Prescription drugs are linked to an increase in drug abuse and environmental concerns like contaminated drinking water, so health officials are urging people to dispose of them properly.
With us now, we have Dana Bruick. She's spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Justice, which is coordinating statewide efforts around the day. We also have Mark Lovicott from the UW Police Department, which held a take-back drive this morning on the UW campus. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. This is an important issue. We appreciate you getting the word out.
Yeah, and Mark, thanks to you as well.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Dana, let's start with you. How does National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day work?
Well, this is something that the Wisconsin Department of Justice has promoted for a number of years. The DEA Heads Up organizes this take-back. It's held twice a year, each year in the spring and in the fall, and it's really an opportunity for people who may have medications just sitting in their household medicine cabinets to dispose of them properly and search online for a collection site near them by their zip code. We know that prescription drug abuse is the nation's fastest growing drug problem. We also know that heroin abuse is likely driven, at least in a big way, at least in part, by these addictive opiate-based medications that, if they're left sitting in household medicine cabinets, they're at risk of being diverted, being stolen for misuse, and thereby abused.
So the Department of Justice, the DEA, are hoping with these events, we get these opioids in particular out of medicine cabinets, reduce that temptation.
That's right. And Wisconsin historically has done very well at these take-back days. We have been in the top five in the volume of drugs collected, and that's incredibly impressive when you consider we're right up there with California, Texas, and New York. So we hope to keep the trend going, and we appreciate you folks helping us get the word out about how important this is.
Mark, the UW Police Department, as we mentioned, held a take-back event. It just ended. How did it go?
You know, and Dana alluded to this as well. We had a record-breaking day. We had a beautiful weather and a lot of walk-ups today, and that's what we were hoping for this event. You know, we hold our event a day earlier typically because we want to take advantage of those folks who may be downtown for work or for whatever reason and may not be able to get downtown because of something going on the weekend. We also have Crazy Legs happening tomorrow in the Madison area, so we decided to move it up a day, and we usually see huge success, and we did. Last year, we collected almost 90 pounds of medications, over-the-counter drugs and prescription medications. We just wrapped up, and we just weighed everything, and we collected 182 pounds. This
wow.
year. And when you think about it, those little tiny pills, in which most of these are, that's a lot of drugs. And that's a lot of drugs who are out of the hands now, which are out of the hands rather now, of potential people who shouldn't have them. So we're really excited and happy about how well our event went this year.
This is a question I've been asking myself for years. What do I do with these medications? Mm-hmm. Is that the response you get for people saying, thank you, I had no idea what to do with these things?
Most people don't know. And, you know, in years past, people were taught, you know, just flush them down the drain or flush them down the toilet. And there's obviously a lot of environmental concerns about that. And this is a great way for individuals to collect whatever they've been holding on to for whatever reason. And we'll take them. We'll get them to the proper people who can dispose of them properly. And, you know, we ran into a woman today who has clearly been holding on to her medication for a long time. One of her medications expired back in 1963. So these are individuals who've had them quite a long time in their medicine cabinet, and we're glad they finally got them to us.
Dana, people might be listening now thinking, hey, I want to do this. How do they find out where to take the medications in the next day or two?
Well, I would recommend that they visit the Wisconsin Department of Justice website, which is, of course, www.doj.state.wi.us, and there's a prescription drug take-back button, I like to call it, right on our homepage in the center of the page. You can't miss it. You click on that, and we have a short description of the event tomorrow and a link to the DEA website, which allows you to search by zip code or by, you know, your community, and it'll pull up law enforcement agencies that are serving as collection sites. And we have more than 200 collection sites tomorrow in Wisconsin. So in all likelihood, you'll be able to find somewhere that's near you. And if not, then you could still call your law enforcement agency and say, I have these you know, what can I do with them? And they will likely give you some good advice. But I'd also like to point out that folks may think, well, I do have some, you know, unused prescription meds, but, you know, I can't see anyone coming in and taking them, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I just want to share one stat which says that more than 3 out of 4 people who misuse prescription painkillers use drugs prescribed to others who may be unaware that their drugs are missing. We see that, you know, parents may have, you know, have had a surgery or a procedure or, you know, needed pain relief, and they'll have prescription drugs sitting in their household medicine cabinets, and they may be unaware that, you know, a relative, a friend of their child or their child, has taken those prescription drugs. They may not be even aware that they've gone missing.
And Dana, people might be thinking, I've got prescription drugs that I'm not technically supposed to have. Maybe they're from an old roommate or something like this. Is this a no questions asked sort of scenario?
It's free. It's anonymous. You bring them, no questions asked, and the law enforcement agency will take them. Over-the-counter meds, prescription drugs. Yep.
And Mark, maybe people miss this event. They've got these drugs in their house next week, the rest of the year. Yep. Is there a way, if they miss the event, to still get rid of them?
There is. We have a great partnership with Safe Communities of Madison-Dane County, and they helped us obtain a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week med drop box, which is actually located in our lobby. So any time of day, if somebody wants to come over to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department, they can do so, drop their medications in the box, and we'll get rid of it properly. Folks can head to our website, which is uwpd.wisc.edu, and we've got a link right on the front there about this drug take-back day, but there's also a link within there that they can search for 24/7 med drop boxes around their area, because they're all over the place. They're starting to pop up more and more because law enforcement agencies are realizing that, you know, this is a valuable tool to help keep these drugs out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. So let's have this tool available to folks where they can drop it off all the time. We've seen huge, huge numbers of people coming into our lobby to drop these off, and we encourage people to do so if they missed it this weekend.
And the hope, if people get these drugs out of the system there, they won't start taking them and ultimately end up on heroin. Thank you both so much for telling us about this program. Dana, thanks to you.
Thank you.
And Mark, thanks to you for joining us as well.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
We've heard from Dana Bruick from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Mark Lovicott from the UW Police Department. For more info on National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, as Dana mentioned, you can find a drop-off site at the Department of Justice website. We've got a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page. You can check it out there.